I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
This week's joke of the week is brought to us by Life with Lemons. It's the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why is no one friends with Dracula?
Don't know. Why is no one friends with Dracula?
Because he's a pain in the neck.
Yeah. Because he bites you in your neck.
Yes, he does.
Why did you start talking like him? It's okay. If you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. And that is brovsbro@outlook.com. Okay, now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
This week's big word of the week is brought to us by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's big word of the week is ology. Any science or branch of knowledge. And if you want me to name those, biology, neurology, geology, and many more. And ology is spelled O-L-O-G-Y.
So, like, ology is like the part of all those words. So yeah. It's like, and it's like a word too. That's, I don't know. Now it's time for this week's climate change activist. This week's climate change activist is Vic Barrett. Vic Barrett is a teenager who is fighting for climate rights in New York City, where he obviously experiences many of the bad things from climate change that occur there.
Pollution!
And he and 21 other students are suing the government for, like, climate change. Like, absence of addressing it. Stuff like that.
Yay!
So that is this week's climate change activist. Now it's time for this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's This or That is brought to us by Carolina Hoop Fest. Contact Tyler to sign up for leagues from third grade to high school, and you can contact them at hoopfest.com. This week's This or That is jogging or hiking.
Okay. You pick first.
I choose hiking because you could be going up a mountain and it's like way funner, and like jogging is just boring. Unless you're jogging while hiking, it's kind of weird.
I have to choose jogging. A reason I have to choose jogging is because, well, jogging is better because...
What if you don't live near a mountain?
Okay. You get a better workout if you jog. If you jog for 30 minutes and hike for 30 minutes... You'd get a better workout from jogging for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now it's time for us to jump right into this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. Or if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's book recommendation is The 7 Days of Kwanzaa by Angela Shelf. Angela Shelf Meredith. The 7 Days of Kwanzaa is truly a great resource of Kwanzaa information. It includes easy recipes, ideas, and instruction for homemade Kwanzaa gifts, background information on the holiday, and stories of some inspirational African Americans. That's why you should get the book, The 7 Days of Kwanzaa, by Angela Shelf Meadows. So, Dayton, does this sound like a good book to you?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think's most interesting to you? The crafts, the information about the people, the food ideas?
I say the crafts, and the lady's name is Shelf, and it's a book, so I think that's cool. Because the book goes on shelf. Bookshelf!
Okay.
Yep.
Now it's time for this week's climate fact, which Dayton has for us.
This week's climate fact is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Carbon dioxide, also known as CO2, is released during the combustion of fossil fuels, such as burning coal for electricity, during the production of cement, and from land use changes, such as deforestation. This can affect us, and we can die.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Buy a Tesla! Or not.
Okay. I guess, so you're trying to say is to cut down carbon dioxide emissions?
Yeah, use solar panels. Or turn off your lights when you're not using them. And don't leave water running. I don't think anyone does that, but just I'm saying that.
Some people just like to hear the sound of water running.
Yep. And don't take 2-hour showers.
Yeah.
Unless you're like stinky. Like, uh-oh, stinky. Okay. Yeah, that kind of stinky.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome.
Now it's time for this week's quote of the week, which comes from our climate change activist, Vic Barrett. The journey of looking at myself and my identity made it clear to me that something had to be done. How could you not when people are dying? About, you know.
I told you.
About climate change and how it's affecting people. And I think that's a very good quote. And, yeah. So, as we get into the end of this week's podcast, it's time for us to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week our song was Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Goodbye.
This is Bra vs. Bro.